President Trump confirmed today that he is working on a deal on DACA, which shields young people brought to the country illegally from deportation. The president met with Democrats about the issue last night. Now, when a person is in the country illegally, marrying a U.S. citizen is one way they can obtain a green card. But because of changes in immigration policy, getting married may no longer be a path to legal status. Some immigrants who are coming out of the shadows as spouses of U.S. citizens are winding up in jail, as Laura Benchoff of member station WHYY reports.
Marriage tests couples in any number of ways. Lily Williams and Jonathan Palacios, both in their late 20s, have just spent about an hour getting quizzed, literally, on their relationship. Standing outside a gray federal building in West Philadelphia, they say U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services ask them everything from the date they were married to the name of their cat.
Even though I know everything, for some reason I got in the interview and I couldn't remember any of the dates. So, like, I usually get mad at him for not knowing the dates.
Williams and Palacios have been together for 7 years and married for two. Palacios is undocumented. He left Honduras when he was 16 and crossed the border illegally. Late last year, they began the process of bringing him out of the shadows, filing what's called a petition for an alien relative. This interview is one of their last steps to getting a green card application approved. Pulling out a fat blue accordion folder, Williams leafs through all of the evidence that they brought.
This is like our tickets from our honeymoon, from like the hotel and everything.
Then Williams comes across a stack of stationery.
Yeah, this is letters I sent to him while I was in New York.
She's talking about a prison in York County, Pennsylvania, that also houses immigrants the federal government is planning to deport. One morning in early May, immigration officers showed up outside the couple's home in Haverford, Pennsylvania, around the time Palacios heads to work at a local restaurant. They surrounded his car and arrested him. It's not clear how Immigration and Customs Enforcement found Palacios. ICE declined an interview, but a spokesman said in a statement that the office does sometimes get information from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service. That's the part of DHS that processes requests to change your immigration status after you marry a U.S. citizen. So far, arrests like Palacios are not a huge trend. WHYY has confirmed three cases with ties to the Philadelphia area where ICE arrested a person after they came forward as the spouse of a U.S. citizen. Compare that to the first 3 months of the year, when more than 1,000 people in Pennsylvania filed family petitions. But it is a change, says William Stock, a local attorney and former president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
Previously, if a person was filing that petition, it was very often the first step to getting themselves on the road back to legal. And the Immigration Service would very often look at that situation and say, well, look, I mean, if you're on the road to legal, let's not make you a priority.
A priority for deportation. That was under President Obama. Now, says Stock, immigration officers are obliged to arrest anyone they come across under executive orders signed by President Donald Trump.
Does this person have a U.S. citizen relative? Does this person have U.S. citizen children? Does this person have a job or a business that they run? None of those things matter. Everyone is a priority for removal.
Palacios does have one black mark on his immigration record that gives immigration authorities the right to deport him quickly. When he was 18, he missed a hearing with an immigration judge in Philadelphia. While that doesn't sound like a big deal, local immigration attorney Brennan Giangrasso says it carries a stiff penalty under U.S. immigration law.
It's pretty unforgiving. You can't miss a court date in immigration court. If you miss a court date, you're ordered removed.
This April, one of Giangrasso's clients found himself in nearly the same situation as Palacios. He reads some details from that man's file.
They got married in 2015, so he's been married for just over 2 years. And then he has a son who is 2.5.
That man, who didn't give his attorney permission to use his name, had, like Palacios, also missed an immigration hearing and is still in York County prison. Giangrasso says this has not happened to one of his clients before, and it makes him pause. He says he would still advise future clients to try to change their status, but to proceed with caution.
If you're going in with your eyes open, that's the most important thing, is really that the client is well informed about the risks.
That now include potential arrest and deportation. Back in West Philadelphia, Palacios says spending 5 weeks in detention was really hard. He and Williams debated moving to Honduras just to free him. But Palacios wanted to stick it out, and because he has a good case to stay here as the spouse of a citizen, a judge released him in June. Now he says dealing with immigration is less scary.
It doesn't feel painful to do anything. It's like normal stuff. It's better than being where I was. So,
he was mad at me for being nervous because he was like, look, I went through a lot worse than this. We can take an interview.
After all, they faced a much more difficult test when Palacios was behind bars. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benshoff.